kids are gone there. Excuse me? You're right here. You're the kid. As you can see, we have a measure of freedom here in our worshiping. It's freedom such that we really trust our children to focus their attentions on Sunday morning to encounter the Lord as well. And you know how much they can do that between playing and worshiping and things. You know, there's moments of profound brilliance as we allow our children to worship Him and dance before Him. And I believe that those encounters that they're having, those times of worship, are genuine. It is the Spirit of the Lord. Jesus brought a little child and set them before Him, and He said, "Such is the kingdom. The kingdom made of these. Made up of these." So good. Welcome. Good to have you here. Come play for us, please. Okay? Gabby, good to have you.
Thank you so much. Good morning. The Lord bless you today. We feel very privileged to be here this morning. And as I was in worship, I planned to sing you a song today, but the Lord has compelled me to change it. And I would like to sing you the title song of my new album, Lovesick. We sang a lot about the fire this morning. But I can testify to you, when the fire comes, it burns. It's not easy. It's hard. It burns away the dross. It's painful. And Rami and I, we went through the fire for the last 2 years. And we tried to twist the arm of God into a miracle. But sometimes, and many times, God, He's sovereign. He chooses what He wants to do. His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. And sometimes we need to choose to trust Him even when nothing makes sense anymore. Now, that was our last 2 years. These were our last 2 years. Nothing made sense. And sometimes it was hard. And when I read the Song of Solomon, actually one of my favorite books in the Bible, because it's the song of the bride and the bridegroom, I started to feel like Shulamite. I looked for the one I love all night long on my bed. I sought Him, but I couldn't find Him. I'll rise up now, I said. But I want to encourage those of you today who walk through the fire, who feel life doesn't make sense, those who suffer, I want to encourage you to press in spite of the circumstances, because in the end, we will find the Beloved. And I hope and I pray that you can hear the deeper message in that song, that it is a love song to the Beloved. Thank you. Number 4, please. Thank you, Soundman. I looked for the one I love all night long on my bed. I sought Him, but I could not find Him. I'll rise up now, I said, and go about the city, through its streets and through its squares. There I searched for the one I love. I sought Him, but He wasn't there. I opened for my lover, but my love had turned away. And I felt a lot to Him, for He spoke, I couldn't stay. Just sorry, I forgot the words. Let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. For His love is better than life. I will be glad and rejoice in His house. I'm my beloved's and He is mine. The watchmen who go about have found me, and I said, have you seen my beloved? Myrrh and spices wait on my bed. Scarcely have I passed by them when I found the one I love. I held and would not let go of him, my bridegroom, I'm sick with love. Lord, we are sick with love this morning, Lord. We long for your presence today, Father. Lord, I pray for all those who are aching and hurting today, Lord, that they will take hold of you, that they will find you, Lord, in their secret chambers, Father. That you make yourself known to those who grieve and mourn, Father, who cry out between the porch and the altar, Father. I sleep, but my heart's awake. It's the voice of Him I love. He's knocking, my whole body quakes. Open up for me, my dove. With just a single look of your eyes, you have ravished my heart, my fair one. Your scent is sweeter than perfume and spice. Draw me and I will run. Let Him kiss me with the kisses of His mouth. For His love is better than wine. I will be glad and rejoice in His house. I'm my beloved's and He is mine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I was asked to bring this harp all the way from Israel. And I agreed to do so because I'm excited about the harp. I believe it resembles the age of restoration. I believe we're living in exciting days. We're seeing prophecies come true, prophecies from 2,000 years more are fulfilled in front of our eyes. So this is very exciting to me. Somebody gave me this beautiful harp 2 years ago, a ministry called Harps for Israel. They come to Israel once a year, give a few harps away, because it has been proven that the sound of the harp has healing power. It can change the atmosphere in the room. It can lift the darkness, and our land is filled with darkness. So as more and more people learn to worship again on the harp and prophesy on the harp, I do believe it will bring a breakthrough in our land. Now, the harp has been the main worship instrument in the temple, and for 2,000 years, the sound of the harp has not been heard in the land because the Jews have been dispersed. And now they're coming back from the four corners of the world. And I believe this is a very exciting day. So I'm excited to be one of the harpists in the land. Hallelujah. Woo. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, and let the King come in. Lift up your heads, O everlasting gates, and let the King come in, and let the King come in. Who is this, this glorious King? He is the Lord of the armies. Who is this, this glorious King? Yeshua Mashiach. Arim Rashachem Veyavo Melech HaKavod Zehu She'arim Rashachem Veyavo Melech HaKavod Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod Adonai Tzevaot Mihu Zeh Melech HaKavod Yeshua Mashiach. Thank you. of your people, the ones that are called by your name. Could I be chosen as one of your own? Could it be that our blood is the same? How could a stranger or remnant of nations belong to the royal line? You showed your grace when the branches were broken and grafted me into the vine. Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Could you show me such bountiful mercy by taking the life of the lamb? Your love is greater than I can imagine. I bless you with all that I am. Praise to you, Yeshua, the veil has been parted and what once was secret is known. Now I can cry to you, Abba, my Father, and praise you as one of your own. Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Baruch Hashem Adonai, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord, Baruch Hashem Adonai.
So let's just pray for Rami as he comes and shares the word of the Lord for us. Is that all right? Ha ha! I told Rami 2 months ago, he says, what do you want me to speak about? I said, Rami, I said, the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct. I really believe this. I really believe this. So, Father, thank you for he that comes in the name of the Lord and brings a word for us, your people. Lord, how faithful you are that when we're thirsty, you give us to drink. When we're hungry, you give us to eat. And we thank you, Father, for our brother. And thank you for Gabby, Lord, bringing them to us. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Am I on?
Yes. Oh. Come on.
I forgot an announcement.
Please.
Hey, a couple of cookies. On the back, this is our conference that we're going to be having in 3 weeks. It's a creativity conference coming up the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. We're really privileged to have Lynn Lesneski come and teach us. And the idea of this conference is not just to teach you how to draw, She believes that we're actually artistically illiterate, and that it's simply through training what has been which lays dormant in each one of us as made in the image of God. The first attribute we see of God is creativity.
Amen.
And so then each one of us has well. And she just calls that out. She says, I can get anybody. I can get an executive to draw. I can get a truck driver to draw. But that's really not the full point. The point is that she's in drawing out within us creativity that will be able to be used in our lives in every area of our lives, the creativity of God. And anyway, there's some good things about that. So it's in the back. If you'd like to take these and pass them around to areas that people might want to know, go ahead. And of course, our tomorrow night at
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night.
5:30 at Brad and Layla's house. Catered dinner and bring your own blanket and a lawn chair. And Romney will be doing a 3-day seminar from our lawn. We have a little stage. It's going to be a summer, summer event. Wow.
Yeah. So you're invited to that. And 5:30, and then. Also, something's very, very important to us. The Garden House of Prayer right over here on Thursdays at 3:30 to 5:30. Gather to just, every Thursday is different. I've been going the last few Thursdays. They are absolutely delightful times. And so that's on Thursday. Also, Thursday morning at 7 o'clock at Mike Hicks's office. We're having a prayer time for guys if you'd like to come. To that, you are more than welcome. And so,
hallelujah. Back to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba, that you are with us. Shem Yeshua. Toda, Abba. When I said B'Shem Yeshua, it was Hebrew for in the name of Jesus. Yeshua never responded to the name Jesus because it was not his name. It was Yeshua in Hebrew. Yeshua spoke Hebrew. He did not speak, probably understood Greek, but Jesus is not even Greek. Jesus came from Jesus, but it's a long story. Okay? Yeshua responded to his name, Yeshua, which is salvation. Makes sense, no? Mm-hmm. Salvation! I need yourself. I need you.
Right.
Here I am for you. So let us begin. What was the theme of this morning, actually? He sums it up. He, your pastor, your sweet pastor, this fatherly pastor that I love so much, you actually summed it up as an encounter with God.
Yeah.
Guess what is the message of today? Encounter with God. And I received it only this morning. It stresses me all the time. It's like I don't know that God is the God of the 11th hour. I mean, I know it, but still I'm stressed. Go and tell. The last time he gave me a message which was wonderful, because he gives it. You know, when he gives it, it's wonderful, yeah? Nothing for me. Was when I was sitting in the bathroom. Yeah, it's not a joke. Yeah. Don't put God in a box. Yeah. I strived and read. I did all of it. Did you experience it once? I mean, did you read it and nothing? Okay, I did my reading. Thank you, Abba. Okay, let's go to the Olive Garden. Or Cheesecake Factory or Bonanza. Name it. Don't claim it, please. Beloved. Oops. This is not a good place to put it when Rami is here. I mean, yeah, exactly. Okay. Now, to serious business. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 10. Let's read what Paul, or Shaul in his Hebrew name, tells or writes the believers in Corinth. By the way, most of them were non-Jewish believers.